Well, if you were here this week, then you know we had quite a conference. How many know that it was really good? If you didn't get to see it or didn't get to see it all, I'll give you a little quick synopsis. How's that sound? I've got a few things here. I'm sure I'm far from having everything, but I got a few things. On Monday night, Alan came and he says, we have to love our neighbor. And that means the nice neighbor and the mean neighbor, right? That means the good neighbor and the one that's not so good. Amen. So that means that some of us, and all of us really, need to grow up in the Lord. And we can become a vessel of honor to the Lord. Amen. How many want to honor the Lord with your life? Glory to God. 2 Timothy 2:20. 21, where he said, you know, there's vessels of dishonor and vessels of honor, and we can be transformed through the help of the Holy Spirit in our life and the Word of God, worship, seeking after Him and knowing Him. Amen? Because each one of you, every one of us, you are so important. There's no big I, there's no little you. Every single one of us are one in the same. We all belong to one Father, and we're all in one family. We have different functions, but we are one. Amen. And we can cleanse ourselves from being a vessel of dishonor and become a vessel of honor. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Well, because why? We're clothed with Him. See, we don't stay the same. We allowed ourselves to be clothed with Him and be that vessel of honor. And on Tuesday night, Bronk began to share about our identity being in Jesus alone. Amen. Our identity is not in our ministry. It's not in our job. It's not in what we do for God, but it is in our relationship with Jesus Christ, that He is enough. Amen. He saved you. He redeemed us. Hallelujah. I am in Christ. Glory to God in my relationship with Him face to face, that I know Him. And I can have, each one of us can have that intimacy with Him. Amen. And one of the big keys for that is that we hunger after Him. And we don't really seek revival, but we seek to be intimate with God. And out of that relationship with God, I've been saying this for as long as I can remember. I learned this a long, long time ago, even before I prayed in tongues. That really, ministry comes from the relationship that we have with our Father. It comes out of a relationship with God. Because we love Him, His love, what? Constrains us or compels us to share Jesus. Amen. His love causes us to want to walk with Him in righteousness and please Him in true holiness. And praise the Lord, Bronk shared. He got saved, you know, got filled with the Holy Ghost about 12. No, I didn't do that good. It was a little later, but I have lived for God all my life, just like he did. I got a nice, boring testimony. And I thank God for that. Amen. We're to get saved and walk with God. And if you didn't, then get saved and walk with God. Amen. You can walk from wherever you are. Because we're all one in Him. We're all forgiven. We're all cleansed. We all needed Him. And he shared the prophecy from Kenneth Hagin that said the miracles of God would flow like water when we had in these last days when we're intimate with God. Hallelujah. And that, you know, I don't know your assignment. Nobody else knows your assignment. But we have the Holy Spirit in our life. Amen. And He knows your assignment. Glory to God. How many know that the Holy Spirit knows where you are or maybe where you're not in God's plan for your life? And the Holy Spirit knows how to get you there. Isn't that good news? Because He lives in you. And if you'll spend time praying in other tongues, He'll get it across to you. Hallelujah. Say, well, I don't know yet. Well, keep praying. Don't quit now. Keep on praying. Keep on keeping on. Amen. Keep on that path of intimacy. And then Wednesday night, Ellen came and taught us what? How to receive from God through knowing what He loves you. He already paid the price, didn't He? For so many things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And just like the Roman centurion who said, Lord, speak the word only. Jesus has spoken that word. He's given us many words, amen, that have already been accomplished. How many of you know your healing was already paid for? Your salvation's already paid for, really, for the sinner, amen. But we have to receive it. They have to know God is the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Through Him, we have that eternal life. But speak the word only. Know how valuable you are, and know how much God loves you. And praise Him. He's already paid the price. It's been done. Amen. Hallelujah. And when we worship Him, we know we receive His love and we receive from Him. Amen. We give Him the glory. Thank you, Jesus. How many times that once we ask, what's left but to give Him the glory? Amen. We ask according to His word and His will. And we know how much He cares for us. Hallelujah. And then Thursday night, Gary came and introduced some teaching, more teaching on the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the one that's with us all the time. Amen. That the Holy Spirit would be with us. And that it was better that Jesus left the earth. How could it be better? If you left Jesus, how could it be better? Because if you were here, then we could come to you and receive. But no, we would never have been born again. We would never be truly saved, would we? We would never know Him. And we wouldn't have God living on the inside of us. And so we could become just like Jesus, the greater one coming to live on the inside. And God's desire was that there would be continual miracles, that they didn't really stop. And so if we'll spend time with the teacher, the Holy Spirit, the one that helps us, He'll cause us to mature. Amen. Jude 20 says, Ye beloved, building up ourselves on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And we'll become like the person that we hang around the most. Amen. If we hang around with God, guess what? We're going to become like Him. Amen. Amen. And then, of course, there's a great Pastor Bronk. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise God for all of these men of God. We honor them. We bless God for them. Amen. I'm thankful. But you know, you can have the same thing. That's what I love about it. Every one of them is saying, you and I, we can all have the same. We don't have a different Jesus. We don't have a different Holy Spirit. We've got the same thing, and we can grow up into Him. And we can display the same kind of power that Jesus displayed. But one of the things that is a prerequisite that Bronk shared with us is hunger for growth. Do you have a hunger on the inside? It's really part of your spiritual DNA. It's down in there. Sometimes anybody ever have to kind of stir your hunger up, you know? The Bible says, what if we hunger and thirst for righteousness? We'll be filled, amen? So he talked about hunger, and one thing that God was doing in the church is renewing intimacy with God. And that our identification is not what I can do for God, but my first calling is my life with Christ. Amen. And our intimacy with Him. See, you can have a great ministry and really not know Him. But when you know Him, there'll become nothing impossible. And that's where we're going. Amen. Where nothing is impossible. Where God can do all things. Hallelujah. Where all things are possible. Where the blind see and the maimed are made whole. The deaf hear. Those that are bound even in emotional wheelchairs. How many know there's emotional wheelchairs that some people are bound in? They're broken. They've got brokenness on the inside. But there's a place where there's one touch. Whew. Remember, he talked about it also, that God moved in the atmosphere. When we spend time with him, he goes with us. Amen? And when you share Jesus, he comes on the scene. And people are drawn more because of atmosphere, more because of his presence, more because God, they sense God with us. Amen? Hallelujah. And of course, he shared great out of Philippians 3, the 4 points, where Paul said that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, and to be conformed even unto death, that place of where our life does not belong to us. We allow it to be what? Crucified with Christ. We allow it to be mortified, the mortified life that we can live, which brings real life to us. It works death in us, but life into this earth. Amen. Life through us. Hallelujah. Death to our flesh, but life from our spiritual man. And Saturday, Gary came along Saturday morning, and he says, a lot of times we ask questions of God, and they're up here. They're the roof question, right? Anybody ever asked those questions? God, why this or why that? And God could not explain it yet because you didn't have your walls built, or you didn't have that foundation finished. We got to have a good, strong foundation of that fellowship with the Father, and let him bring us through line upon line. He will teach you. The Holy Spirit will teach us. Amen. The mysteries of the Word of God right here. And I kind of like the physical Bible. I like to read it off the page, but there are times I do read it off my phone. And we have so many ways of getting the Word in us today. We can listen. I used to do that when I worked, when I could. I would listen to it hour after hour, praying in the Holy Spirit, saying, Lord, yes, yes. Maybe listen to the same book over and over, the same book of the Bible. Just take a book. Say, well, I don't like to read too much. Well, we'll give you an easy one. How about Jude? That's just one chapter. How about 3 John? That's an even shorter chapter. Think you could do that. Just read it over and over, not trying to figure out what it means, but to pray out the understanding in the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. We can look some things up. It's good to study. We need to study. The Bible says to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Amen? But how many know there's no greater teacher than the Holy Spirit himself who will cause that Bible and the Word of God to come alive to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Jesus is no longer on us. He was talking about that paraclete, the one that comes, but he lives what? In us, and will abide with us forever. He lives with us forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so worship, the Word of God, right, praying in other tongues, fasting, listening, right, amen, being still, coming. Sometimes we have to become still before the Lord. Now, there's a difference between becoming quiet and becoming still. Did you know that? Sometimes we can get quiet, and that's good, but how many know when we become absolutely still, the stillness of God? That brings life. Amen. And so these are some of our tools. Hallelujah. And of course, whatever he says, that's what we want to do. We want to co-labor with the Holy Spirit because he knows. When he starts telling you what to do, it doesn't mean it's time. It may be time to start doing some of those things, but also to seek him on the timing. Amen. Sometimes there's things he shows us in advance. Amen. And so we have the paraclete, that helper, the intercessor, the counselor, our lawyer, right? the one that stands by us all the time. Hallelujah. He strengthens us, the strengthener. Glory to God. He is our paraclete, one just like Jesus was to the disciples. Hallelujah. And he's in us. And then Alan came on Saturday evening and reminded us to focus on growing up in God. If we don't grow up in God, we can hurt people. Amen. How many know? You know, like Alan had shared, you give a child or an immature person a car, the keys to the car, and dangerous things can happen. You know, and sometimes we get to a certain place in God, and in our mind we think, oh, well, I'm mature, Lord. How about giving me my ministry now? You know, let's do it, Lord. Come on, can't we go and do? And I remember being there one time, and the Lord just began to speak to me. He said, oh, son, you could go, and you could do, and you'd have great miracles. But right now, he said, I'm just drawing you to me. And so, he said, I'd rather you come and know me. He said, I'd rather you come spend some time with me. And I remember that very clearly, because I thought, Lord, I mean, I was so hungry. I want to know you, Lord, but I want to, you know, sometimes you just want to do what he wants you to do. And God, come on, you know. I know we can go and do these things. And we can, but he wants us to be mature in what we do. Maybe you have the ability, as he shared, you know, his son was kind of tall for his age, and, you know, maybe you could even, you know, if you're 12 years old, I mean, I started driving, you know, pretty early because I had to drive the tractors in the field, and, you know, I'd drive the truck up down the driveway. I mean, I started driving by the time I was 10 or 11, I think. And, you know, I wasn't, I'm sure I didn't drive on the road, though, because it wasn't legal and it wouldn't be right. I wasn't mature enough to do those things. You know, around the farm is one thing, right? How many know around the farm is one thing? On the street, that's another. Amen. And I wasn't mature enough to do those things, even though I was learning, and all of us are at some place in God, and we are growing and we are maturing to that place where he can release us into more and more and see more and more of the things of God take place. Amen. Hallelujah. But our real first ministry, really, for real ministry, maturity is absolutely needed. We have to have that first. Amen. And sometimes they've been, you know, we've all seen people that have been sent out, and how many know they didn't have the maturity to withstand and to be able to produce what God desired. And he gave an example, like if there was a room that has a computer in it and all these 4 and 5 year olds are trying to send an email. The announcement came out, send an email, send an email. And so they're all working on it, and they're punching all kinds of buttons on the computer, and they couldn't get this email sent. And one adult walked into the room and pushed the right button, and the email was sent. Just very simple, very easy. And so sometimes we think we're wasting time when really we're just growing up. And we're actually saving time in the long run, because we can do more for God. How many know God can do more through you in just 5 minutes than you can in a lifetime yourself? We all know it. Say, well, he did all this, and I've been here, and I've been there, and all the things that we could do for him. But do we know him? Do we really know him? Are we pressing to know him? Are we seeking him? And then he shared about how sometimes there's things that are still under the water, right? We see an iceberg. What do we see? That top 10%. And where is the 90%? Under the water. And that was the part that sank the Titanic. It wasn't the 10% they saw. It was the 90% that they didn't see. And sometimes there's things in our life that we don't always see. Amen. But how many know we have a helper? The Holy Spirit, who will show us the other 90%. And God is our Father of our spiritual, our inward man and not our outward man. And He wants to help us to grow up and overcome all of those things of the outward man that may still hang around. Amen. But that was a great week. I know that was kind of a long summary, but that's what happened. If you missed it, or if you did see it, you want to hear something again. Say, man, I missed some of that. Or you heard something said that you didn't hear. Well, praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. He is faithful. He is our faithful Father. Let's just worship Him for a few minutes. Just thank Him for what happened this week and all that He's doing in us right now. Let's just worship God. If you listen to one message, or even if you listen to no messages, let's just worship God for a minute right out of your heart. Just lift your hands half-mast. Get our mind on Him. Make our mind think about what we're saying. I love You, Jesus. I worship You, Lord. I exalt You, O God. I magnify You. I praise You. That's right. Go ahead. Tell Him how much You love Him. I love You, Jesus. I glorify You. I thank You for Your truths, Lord. Thank You for the Word of God. Thank You for the men of God that You put in our lives. Thank You, Father, for the teachers in the body of Christ. Thank You for the pastors and the leaders, Father. Thank You for the truth that You, Holy Spirit, have brought to each one of us this week, that we can make it our own, that we will become doers of it, Lord. Oh, we love You. We thank You, Father. We worship You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. I love You, Jesus. See, it doesn't have to be difficult, just simple. I worship You, Jesus. I glorify You. I honor You. I praise You. I adore You. I bless You. I exalt You. I know it's not easy when we don't have music and words, but that's forcing us to think and really worship Him out of our spirit, out of who we really are. It makes me, how do I want to say, I love You, Jesus? I want to put all of my heart into it. I want to put all of my emotion into it. I want to make my mind think about what I'm saying. Not, you know, and if it's going down the street to solve tomorrow's problem, let's bring it back. No, no, no. I'm thinking on You, Lord. I'm focusing on You. I love You, Jesus. Not by what we feel, not what it seems like, but I love You, Jesus. I worship You. I magnify You. That's right. I adore You. I bless You. Oh, Jesus, I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm so glad I'm forgiven. I'm so glad I'm free. Thank You for loving me. I worship You. I worship You, Lord. I glorify You. I magnify You, Jesus. I exalt You and honor You. Praise Your mighty name. Jesus, You're wonderful. Jesus, You're holy. Jesus, there's none like You. You're my everything. You're all that I desire. You're all that I need. I love You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Oh, Lord, I want You to know, Lord, I am hungry for You. Lord, I want to be hungrier for You. Thank You for drawing me. Thank You for loving me. I worship You, Jesus. I glorify You. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many know He inhabits our praises, and sometimes we feel it and sometimes we, what, don't? But what does that mean? We just continue. Amen. Why? Because He's worthy. Because He's worthy. He gave us some great truths this week, and I hope that you'll jot down whatever it is that the Lord has spoken. Maybe it's one thing. Maybe it's only one thing you got this week. You know, but if you can take that truth and apply it to your life, I mean, no, it's going to bring growth to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Enough of a review from this week. But I want to continue on in the same vein today, because it's of the utmost importance that we be aware of all areas that the Holy Spirit is sent to help us in. He responds to faith, and you can't expect what you don't know about or what you've forgotten. Amen? We don't expect God to do things that we don't know about, or maybe we've forgotten, or, you know, we need to remind ourselves it's not fresh to us. Maybe we've let it get a little stale. Anybody ever done that? You know, things, well, I haven't really, you know, delved in on the subject of healing or prosperity or whatever, because, you know, you can be real strong in one area and not in another. Did you know that? Amen. The Holy Spirit wants to help us in every area of our life, and even if we're not strong, He'll help us get strong. But sometimes it takes some time, doesn't it? See, first the seed, you know, we put the seed in the ground, we take the Word of God, and then there's what? There's the blade, there's the corn, and there's the full corn in the ear, right? The ear, the, you know. And so when it first comes up, it's just a little seedling, right? I've got some plants in my garden right now, and I planted some tomato plants, and they've been growing. And now finally they have flowered, and some of them have some little green tomatoes. How many know that's good? It's great to have some of those green tomatoes, but they're not quite ripe yet. And it's taken some time, and it's taken a little bit of effort. You know, I got to pull the weeds, make sure they're watered. I put a little fertilizer on them and make sure the soil was just right. Amen. And so the Holy Spirit wants to help us do all of those things. So if we're going to grow in God, let's go to John 14 for a minute. Number one, John 14. 26 and 27. He says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said to you. Hallelujah. How many know it's good that the Comforter has been sent to us? Amen. And the first thing is he's going to teach us. He's going to remind us of the things that he has said. Now see, there's things, how many know there's something, I'm sure most of you, as God said anything to you, maybe you received something from the Lord, he said it directly to you, or maybe you have a word from the Lord from somebody, a prophet or a real genuine word. Now, see, you can get a word from the Lord. Now, this is a little side note, I know, but you can get a word from the Lord. But how many know that doesn't mean it was God? Sometimes people prophesy out of their own soul. Matter of fact, I had gotten a few of those in my life, and I laid it down and talked to the Lord about it, and he said, no, don't worry about it, just let it be. I said, okay, I forget it. But you know, there are some words that God has given me. I haven't gotten a lot of words in my life. I seek him. He's shown me. How many know the inward witness on the inside of you is enough? The inner witness is enough. Did you know that Brother Hagin started Rhema Bible Training Center by the inner witness on the inside of him, not from some word from heaven? Well, he was a prophet of God, but the prophets of God are not led by prophecy. They're led by the Spirit of God. See, I don't care what your call is or what your name is, evangelist or pastor or teacher or however great you are, a great intercessor, you're not led by some special way. We're led by the Spirit of God that's on the inside of us. Our inner man knows. You have an unction from the Holy One, the Bible says in 1 John 5, he says, we've got an unction from the Holy One and we know what? All things. I mean, 1 John 2:27, sorry. 1 John 2, I was wrong. 1 John 2:27. Let me read it real quick. Hallelujah. But we do. We've got that unction in there. Amen. 1 John is before 3 John, Douglas. All right. 1 John 2:27, it says, but the anointing which you've received of him abides in you. You need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall what? Abide in him or live in him. See, that anointing or that unction is on the inside of you. That deal, if you look at verse, I believe it's 2:20. Back up just a little bit. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you what? Know all things. You don't know it yourself, but he brings it to you so that you do know it. We know the one that does know it. Amen. How many know the Holy Spirit knows all things? He knows everything about everything. He knows the plan of God for your life. He hasn't forgotten what your ministry is. He hasn't forgotten what he's called you to do. He hasn't forgotten who you are. He knows your name. He knows how many hairs are on your head. Hallelujah. And he cares about it. And the Bible said, if we'll let him care for us, he cares for us watchfully. He cares for us. Hallelujah. Woo. What good news. Amen. You got that unction and the same thing as that anointing that we read about. That new nature on the inside. That part of you that's been born again, born anew, born fresh. That inward man can speak to you. And it is enough to lead you through. You can hear him. You are his son and daughter. That same anointing which teaches us of all things. And he'll bring all things to our remembrance. Amen. So he teaches us and he reminds us. And he will take us somewhere. And that's the next one that I have on here, that he guides me. Amen. John 16, turn over just a little bit. Hallelujah. John 16, 13. If you haven't been reading these scriptures here in John 14 through 17, it'd be good to do so. Just read them over and over again, because it has a lot to do with the Holy Spirit, a lot to do with your oneness with him, a lot of things that are in here that we need and are great to remember. Amen. But verse 13 says, howbeit, when he, hallelujah, the Spirit of truth is come. How many know he is a person? See, the Holy Spirit is a person. Everybody say person. He's not a force. He's not just something floating around in the air. He's a person. And he can be approached, and he can be grieved, and he can be communicated with, and he can communicate with you. But when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. And that's what we're talking about here. He shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Hallelujah. So we see here that he guides us, what, into all truth. Romans 6:14 says, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And really talking about our new nature on the inside. That spiritual man that's down there, that inward man, if we'll listen to it. See, the Holy Spirit's in there. He's talking to you. He talks to us not on the outward man, not on these physical ears, but down on the inside. Amen? And to our spiritual man, into the spiritual part of us. He communicates it. You said, well, how does it come? Well, when we pray in tongues, he brings those truths to us. When we spend time praying in the Holy Spirit, those truths will become real on the inside of us, And he will get it to you. You'll begin to get that sense. You'll get that knowing. You'll get that understanding. Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. And it can come into that place where you hear his voice so clear. You know, when he said, my sheep hear my voice, he was talking about the shepherds that were there in Israel. And every shepherd, all these sheep are gathered together, like if they were all right here in this center section even. Or they were here gathered all up on the platform. You know, if all these sheep are up here, the shepherd would come by, one shepherd. Maybe we'd have, if we put, say, 50 sheep up here, and we've got, you know, maybe we got four shepherds. You know, or five shepherds. They each got 10 sheep, we'll say, that are up here on the platform. Well, when that shepherd begins to call, they know his voice. They don't go when the other shepherd calls. They never do. They hear his signal, his click, or his sound, the sound of his voice. All of a sudden, all his 10 sheep, they'll just get up. And, you know, the other sheep probably looking at it. Where are they going? They're going to follow their shepherd. And our shepherd has a voice. And the Holy Spirit's on the inside of you. And he speaks nice and clear. And we can recognize it. The Bible says the voice of the stranger. In other words, we're not going to hear any other shepherd's voice but the voice of our Father. The voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice that God has given to us. And we can be what? Led by the Spirit of God and guided into all truth. Amen. Sometimes it's just that sense, you know. Some people say, well, you know, I just got that peace or that velvety sense down on the inside. This is it. This is where I'm supposed to live, or this is it. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is the direction I'm supposed to take. It just seems right to me and to God. Sometimes it's not always a voice. It's not always something we hear, but a knowing down on the inside, and it's enough for you. It's one of the number one ways God will lead us. And if you'll stop and listen to your heart, to your spirit, the deepest part of us. You know, there's times when, you know, God may speak to you. I don't know if you've ever there, but I know I've been there before, and he says, slow down. I was driving. I was going kind of, slow down. Slow down a little bit. Okay. You slowed down. Well, what I didn't know, the light was green. Somebody came right through. Phew, red light. You know, of course, I had one time I told you about when I didn't listen. He was trying to warn me, and I didn't listen. I hadn't heard him that often. But I heard him clear that time, and I thought it was the enemy. You know, he said, if you keep following that car in front of you so close, you're going to have an accident. I heard it just like that, clear as day. I knew what he said. I knew what was said. I said, oh, devil, you're a liar. You're not talking to me like that. It wasn't the devil. It was God trying to warn me. And I didn't listen. I didn't listen. I didn't recognize his voice. I was very young. I'd barely been filled with the Spirit, not very long. I was going to a Bible school, learning all kinds of new things, but I didn't listen to him that time. But I learned to listen. And I'm learning to listen more and more. Amen? How many know? Sometimes it takes some praying. Sometimes you got to pray through. Sometimes you got to spend some extra time. Pray about it. Think about it. Listen with my heart, not my head. Your head might say, hey, it all looks good. God says, no, don't do that. Or as Alan talked about last night, maybe you're not quite, maybe you're almost there, but we're not quite mature enough. Give it just a little bit more. You know, maybe you've grown up in the Lord, and the Lord said, yeah, in that area, you're 14, but you're not 16 yet. You can't quite drive. You're almost there, but you're, you know, a little more renewing of the mind. Amen? How many know we have to renew our mind to the truth? The Holy Spirit will help us anyway. He's going to guide us. Amen. Hallelujah. And he will lead us. We're led by the Spirit of God. And also he what? As I just said, he speaks and he communicates with us. That same verse. Whoever, whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Remember in Acts chapter 2 where they ministered to the Lord. Acts chapter 13, verse 2, sorry. Acts 13:2. So they ministered unto the Lord and fasted. And what happened? The Holy Spirit said. See, the Holy Spirit will begin to speak with you as you minister to Him and develop that relationship and that intimacy that we have with the Father. All of our ministry, most of our answers are found in that intimacy with Him. Our answers are not found in looking into the world. You know, sometimes we need to get some, how many know, we need to get some natural information. Amen. You're going to go somewhere, you might want to call ahead and find out what motels are there and so forth. We can get some natural information, but how many know? The Holy Ghost could lead you. Said, you know, you're going to stay at one place. He said, no, don't stay there. Why don't you stay over here? Just trust me. It'd be better over here. Okay. All right, Lord, I'll take that one. Thank you. Yeah, but this one's a little, it's just $5 more a night. Take that one. Okay. Yes, Lord, I'll follow you. So, well, that might not mean anything today, but I remember my friend who was in the ministry, and he had loaded his truck, and he and his wife were driving, and they're moving. They have a moving trailer behind their truck, and they were driving through a certain area, and they were very tired. He said, I think I'll just stop here, and we'll get a hotel for the night and finish up tomorrow. I'm really getting tired. And down on the inside, he really sensed I should go a little bit further. Go to maybe to the next city just outside of this big city, and you know, it might be better, but I'm tired. I'll just take this exit, and did. And then he sensed, well, maybe I should back the trailer up against the fence, you know, be a little bit safer, be a little better. I'm tired. Oh Lord, just set your angels around it and I'm going to sleep. But how many know you cannot ignore the leadership of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you and expect God's results? He said, looking back, and he got up in the morning and he looked out and his trailer was gone. All of our belongings, all of my notes, my Bible, everything's gone. Somebody had stolen the trailer right off the truck. And come to find out after talking with the police, oh, they've been doing that all along here, all along this area. All kinds of trailers been stolen. And yes, God can replace. And yes, but God was trying to preserve. Now we know we have to still listen. We still have to obey. And sometimes it may seem so small, and sometimes we don't understand. But if we'll listen, amen, follow that unction, He can communicate with us and speak to us. He bears witness, Romans 8:16, He bears witness, what, with our spirit, that we're a child of God. But He'll also bear witness with you in anything that you're going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know it doesn't stop with just being a child of God? All right. John 15:26. Let's go there. Did I read this? Yeah, I did. They ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost had said, separate to be Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I had called them. And so here in John, go back to John 15:26. I got to hurry up here. I don't have to hurry. We're not going to hurry, Lord. We're going to get a few things, but it's important for us to know how the Holy Spirit's going to help us. He can help you, and He will. John 15:26 says this. He testifies, or He bears witness with us. 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, He shall what? Testify of me. He's going to let you know. He's going to testify of who I am. And you also shall bear witness, because you've been with me from the beginning. He said here, He begins to say He testifies and bears witness and glorifies Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's important to know. Because if you got people here that, you know, they're saying, well, I'm with Christ, but they're not glorifying Christ, they're not glorifying Jesus, we'll know the difference, won't we? He shall testify of me. Hallelujah. Acts 5:32. We are witnesses, and so it is, and the Holy Spirit also. He shall, John, Acts 5:32. Let me read that real quick. It's closer than I think here. It's just right here, Lewis. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John took an axe. Okay, Acts 5:32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. How many know he is a witness? We're witnesses to the things of God, but so is what? The Holy Ghost. He will witness to you. He will share to you. He's going to testify it to you, and you're going to testify it as well from God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John 16:14 says, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. He's going to glorify Christ in us. Amen. So he testifies, he bears witness, and he glorifies Christ. Number five, he searches. Oh, glory to God. 1 Corinthians 2:10. How many know that I love this chapter? This is a great chapter. Because really he begins to speak about our nature in Christ and who we are. And Paul said, hey, I didn't come to you with 1 Corinthians 2. Verse number 10. This is a great chapter to read as well. Encourage you to read the whole chapter. But it says, but God has revealed them. How many know there are things that God has said? Many people quote the 9th verse. But it is written, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But, don't forget the but. Amen. That means except for this, God, except one thing, God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. How many know when you spend time praying in other tongues, the Holy Spirit is helping you search out things. He is bringing the mysteries of God to you. He's bringing the understandings of God. It was a mystery. But if you'll keep praying in the Holy Ghost, it won't be a mystery to you anymore. He doesn't want to leave it a mystery. He wants to bring those things to us and make it no mystery, not make it a mystery anymore. We know the things. Don't we know things that have been given to us? The Holy Spirit, we're talking about him now. He's given us eternal life, hasn't he? He's given us the love of God, which was shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which we talked about a little bit, didn't we? Amen. We're probably not done with that subject by any means. There's a lot about the love of God. But if you come Wednesday night, don't forget Wednesday night, because if you want to be baptized, you'll want to be here Wednesday night. Okay? Hallelujah. You might want to get baptized if you come Wednesday night. There's a lot in this Bible. I've been talking about baptism, and praise God, there's a lot in there, and more than I really expected. I mean, sometimes you see things, and you know what's in there, but whew, glory to God. He searches things out. The Holy Spirit's a great helper. All right, number six, he reveals things to me. 1 Corinthians 2:10, God has what? We're right here. God has revealed them to us. He doesn't conceal, he reveals. Hallelujah. And John, let's go back over to, if we go back here, keep your finger over there in John, because we'll be going back and forth here. John 5:16, again, verse 15, says this, all things that the Father has are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and what? Show it unto you. Isn't that a revealing? He's going to show you. He's going to reveal things to us. Hallelujah. And of course, verse 13, the very end, he said, and he shall show you or reveal to you things to come. Hallelujah. Don't we have a great helper? Don't we have someone that lives on the inside of us? See, they were telling us the truth this week, weren't they? The greater one that's come to live within us, not for a little while, but forever. Oh, is God ever smart? Jesus, yes, you're going to die, but you're coming back home. He said, I got to leave you guys. I've taught you what I could. I spent some time with you, and it's time for me to finish my call. Thank you, Jesus, for being willing to go all the way to the cross. Thank you for not calling those 10,000 angels, Lord. Thank you that you made it all the way so that the Holy Spirit could come and live in us, that you yourself, He is a person. He is a part of the Godhead. God didn't entrust us to just anybody, but the one that is part and parcel. He is God Himself. He knows all things. He is all powerful, just like God Almighty. Amen. He is part of the Godhead. He is a person. He is not just a feeling. He is not just a force. But the person of God came to live on the inside of me and you, that He could guide us into these truths, that He could help us, that He would strengthen us, that He would be a lawyer and fight for us. Hallelujah. He'll stand by us. When nobody else will stand with you, He'll stand with you. When everybody else has written you off, He's going to be there. He's going to comfort you. He's going to wrap His arms of love, and you'll sense Him on the inside, I love you. He'll be crying out to you, you are mine. You belong to me. Do not fear. I am with you. I'll not leave you nor forsake you, but I will lead you through. We are coming through, folks. You are coming through. It doesn't matter what you face. If you've got the Holy Ghost in you, we've got a teacher. We've got a guide. We've got a helper. He's going to strengthen us. Not all from the outside, but from the inside out. Hallelujah. So that He will help you what? To allow the things of this flesh to die. And the things of this world to be dim. And the life of God, which lives within, to be what is dominant over your flesh, over your emotion, over what you feel, see, think, and touch. And to take you to a place where all things are possible. Hallelujah. Woo, what a helper we have. Amen. Amen. Well, glory to God. Father, we thank You for the Holy Spirit today and the things that He does help us with. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Glory to God. I was strengthened, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm helped in that. Hallelujah. That He's our teacher and He reminds me. And He guides me and He speaks to us and communicates with us. He testifies and bears witness and glorifies Jesus, and He searches our hearts, Lord. He reveals things to us. Oh, thank You, Lord. We're so grateful. We're so grateful, Father. We thank You for the truth, and we want to put it into action this week. Lord, grant us grace as we continue to pursue You, Lord. To spend time with the Holy Spirit, to spend time with You, Lord. Draw us, Lord, and help us to continue on in that intimacy with You. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.